Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman. We are going back to September 2012 now, and the start of the US presidential campaign. John was lacking in sympathy for Mitt Romney as he suffered a challenging week, to put it mildly, in what remains the least terrifying and chilling presidential campaign of the last decade and a bit.
Top story this week, US election news, Democapalooza 2012. Yes, Andy, the US presidential campaign has begun. Now, you might be thinking, well, hold on. Wasn't the first Republican candidate debate back in May 2011? So hasn't this already been going on for 16 months? Well, technically, yes. But that was just electoral dry humping, Andy. This is where things get really hot and heavy. And Mitt Romney has had a bad, bad week on the campaign this week. Now, on the one hand, he's probably very upset about that. On the other hand, luckily, he still has a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars. So that should help make the pill a little easier for him to swallow. He doesn't so much have a safety net as a safety mattress stuffed with 300 million single dollar bills. Romney became YouTube's latest victim, putting him in another exclusive club in his life, this time one that includes Kramer from Seinfeld and the testicles of thousands of errant skateboarders. He was caught on camera at a $50,000 a plate fundraiser back in May, which is already a little awkward in terms of optics in the current economy here in the US, unless part of that meal is a check for $49,000. The point is, during his speech...
Or a raw unicorn testicle.
No one would begrudge that. He was recorded talking about poor people with the tone of a Dickensian villain, saying, and I quote, There are 47% of the people who will vote for the president no matter what. There are 47% who are with him, who are dependent on government, who believe that they are victims, who believe that government has the responsibility to care for them, who believe that they're entitled to healthcare, to food, to housing. My job is not to worry about those people. I'll never convince them that they should take personal responsibility and care for their lives. Wow, Andy. I don't think I've ever heard a sentence that feels more like it featured the word peasants, even though it technically didn't. He sounds like a French aristocrat. He should be wearing a powdered wig and a beauty spot and standing next to a topiary kangaroo.
He might as well have been holding up a great big placard saying, I didn't really want to move to Washington anyway. But so I guess he's a little politically indelicate, Mitt Romney, in a kind of eating babies at a christening way. But it seems that he's also kind of delusional and possibly entirely unhinged, because there didn't seem to be a great deal of factual background to this as he wrote off the poor, the old, the sacked, those left jobless due to the financial shittery of people like him higher up the economic food chain, the disabled, war veterans, people who've bafflingly chosen to devote their lives and careers to something other than the generation of mega wealth. That is quite a large chunk of American society to basically just completely write off. Now, it's either very stupid or extremely confident, because when there's only 53% of the population left, he must be pretty damn sure he can get at least 50% of those 53.
So, you're right. In less than 30 seconds, he managed to insult at least 47% of the population. That's pretty good going, and any presidential candidate who wanted to torpedo their campaign would be happy with a number like that. But did Mitt Romney stop there? Well, as the Mormon himself would swear, Andy, did he heck. He also managed to insult the vital Latino and Jewish voting blocks. Two blocks you are, Frank. There you go. You hadn't even got to the shh of Jewish there, Andy, before you Pavlovianly responded.
Oh, no, two I was blocks. Blowing the Latino, so I did a classics degree. It's more the Latin, the Latin thing.
Those are two blocks that you are frankly going to need if you're going to win Florida, which, electorally speaking, you pretty much f***ing have to. Of Hispanics, he said, my dad, as you probably know, was the governor of Michigan and was head of a car company, but he was born in Mexico, and had he been born of Mexican parents, I'd have a better shot at winning this, but he was unfortunately born to Americans living in Mexico. I mean, I say that jokingly, but it would be helpful to be Latino. Well, no, it wouldn't, Mitt. It wouldn't be helpful to be Latino for you at all, and that's partially down to people like you. Because if Mitt Romney was born to Mexicans, he'd technically already be asking himself to self-deport right now. Now, of Palestinians, he said that they, and again I quote, have no interest whatsoever in establishing peace, and then suggested that he would not press for a two-state solution, saying, we have a potentially volatile situation, but we sort of live with it, and we kick the ball down the field and hope that ultimately, somehow, something will happen and resolve it. I mean, on one hand, Andy, that might be the most honest answer any American politician has ever given for a long time. His policy on the Middle East is essentially, fuck it. It's pretty much fucked anyway.
What's the kind of clear-eyed precision you want from a president, Jonathan? And also, I mean, it does raise question marks about how he would do as an American football coach. All right, boys, kick it, and then just wait around. I hope for the best. 1, 2, 3, go team!
This last 2 months has basically featured Mitt Romney insulting everyone. When he insulted the Olympics, British people were up in arms. Little did we know that we would only be the first line on the back of his Insult Tour 2012 t-shirt. They should actually get some of those t-shirts made, Andy. Insult Tour, July 2012, Britain and Poland. August 2012, poor people. September 2012, Latinos, veterans, old people, Jews, Palestinians, people in wheelchairs, and at least 47% of the American population. I can't wait to see what his October tour dates are, Andy. He is coming for you, the Amish.
But it's very difficult for Romney to be seen to share the concerns of ordinary Americans. I guess the closest he can claim to have come to understanding the difficulties faced by ordinary Americans stems from having seen the looks on their faces when he sacked them. And that's possibly not quite enough, John, to see him through. I mean, I guess it's a tough situation that he can either claim with this video taken at this very expensive fundraising dinner, he can claim that he didn't mean it, in which case he looks like a feckless tool to say anything to anyone if he thought it would benefit him, which actually isn't actually a bad quality to have as a president, or he can claim that he did actually mean it, which just makes him look like a so I guess maybe he's just appealing to core Republican voters, I don't know.
Well, he's hit back at the video saying that he stands by its contents, although he admits that his sentiments were not elegantly stated. but here's the problem, Andy. He's never sounded more comfortable than he did in that video. He's notoriously a stiff man who has struggled to emotionally connect with people. But in that video, for the first time I've ever seen him, his shoulders were relaxed. He sounded completely at home. And you realise that is where he's truly happiest. At dinners where each person is paying $50,000 and you get to whine about poor people.
As a result, his poll numbers have been sinking like a lead octopus, and his popularity has not just gone through the floor, but he's personally kicked it down the stairs into a special dungeon. It does seem, John, that socially, Romney has the delicate touch of a randy rhinoceros in a china shop full of figurines of hot lady rhinoceroses. And he's about as empathetic as a vicar at a funeral jumping up onto the edge of his pulpit wearing a replica Grim Reaper kit, sticking his arms in the air and shouting, "Whoa, you're dead! Ah, you can't breathe, you can't sing, you can't do a fucking thing. Underground, you're lying in a book, said you're going underground, where's your pals gone? Stand up if you're not a corpse, stand up if you're not, you're cold, you're stiff, your family's quite miffed, you're dead. Eeyo, off to the cemetery you go, you were someone's granddad, they're crying tears of woe, but you'll be gobbled up by worms, or else you'll decompose. Rick Mortis. Ole, ole, ole.
Amen. We will now sing hymn number 216. You're dead and you know you are.
He's like that vicar, John. That is what he's like.
Oh, God. Andy, you may just have made the next funerals that all of us go to a little awkward. Well, I know what I should not shout now. So I should definitely not shout that, even though every pulse in my body wants me to. The point is, campaign season has begun, and you'd all better brace yourselves for 6 weeks of premium-grade bullshit. I'm talking platinum nonsense, and it can get a bit confusing at times, so let me help you. You're going to see and hear a lot of things over the next month and a half that sound a lot like lies. And you might find yourself wondering about how the hell these campaigns can get away with some of them. But the truth is that not all lies are the same. There is a hierarchy of lies. Some are allowable, some are not. There's actually a scientifically measurable scale of fibs that ranges from utter and total bullshit, that's the worst, and descends down through whoppers, whoppers junior, lies, white lies, and Santa. Now, that last one, of course, is the most acceptable form of lie available. It's a lie to children to help make the world a bit more bearable, like the Tooth Fairy, where we lie to children by saying that a magic fairy is going to leave you money under your pillow for your tooth, rather than telling them the actual truth, which is, of course, that a tooth fell out of your head and one day everyone you know will die. Now,
I do hope you enjoyed that top story. I know what you're thinking now. You also want to listen to a newer episode of The Bugle? Well, go and find it on the internet or at thebuglepodcast.com, which is part of the internet.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.